Here we go.
We're started.
Yep. Aloha.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way. Whoop, 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 whoop.
Hello and welcome. We're back from theballoflifestyle.com. It's the Ball of Lifestyle podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. This is episode number 607. Of the show. We appreciate you listening. Special, it's the year in review. Where it's the first show of 2026. We're looking back at 2025. We appreciate you paying attention. We'd love to hear from you. You can call us 949-464-8257. TBLS is the phone number. You can also send us an email, mailbag at theballerlifestyle.com. And feel free to subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/The Baller Lifestyle Podcast. There's a new bonus bri up there that I did over the Christmas break that you should check out. New bonus bris every single week, plus all the bonus content that we do here from the regular show that only Patreon subscribers can hear. So consider checking it out. And also you get a week free. So if you want a freeload, you can go there and catch up on everything for a week and unsubscribe. But you know, I bet you forget. So give it a shot. Patreon.com/The Baller Lifestyle Podcast. I am joined now, as always, by the great Ed Daly. Let's see if he comes back with an accent like Madonna. No?
Hello,
oi,
Gov.
Oi, Gov.
Oi, in it? Excuse me, but why hasn't cheese with that?
How's it going, buddy? Good to have you back.
Yeah, it's great.
Great
to be back.
We are also, and this is a true blessing, we couldn't be more thrilled. You know, we get a lot of people asking us to be on this show, and it's just, you know, it's got to be the right fit. And so we go deep in the archive. We like to have a special friend here to recap the year in review, and we couldn't be more elated to have back from the grave our dear friend, the great Dolomite D, joins us this week to discuss the year in review. Dola, how you doing, buddy? I thought you died.
Well, Brian, first, I very much appreciate the warm welcome, but I don't understand what you mean. I died.
I heard you passed away.
Still hosting the after show, still current episode, I'm still up to date on everything that's going on.
You
haven't been playing my calls.
Now, you're still hosting the after show. Somebody told me, people are texting me. You can't hear that later, but you can hear it while we do it. Oh, my God. Hold on. Do not disturb. I didn't realize that the after show was still going. I thought it died when you died. But what my understanding is that people that do listen tell me, they go, it's called the Baller Lifestyle Podcast After Show, but there is nary any discussion of the Baller Lifestyle After Show. It is exclusively discussion of the hosts' favorite pro wrestlers and their favorite porno actresses. Can you confirm that? Is that true?
I can't. The current and running host of the after show, with you and Ed's blessing for the last 2.5 years, the main topics on there are definitely porn, right?
Go.
Especially which porn stars you've hooked up with in the past.
Oh, that's true. Yes.
And then also professional wrestlers. Yep. What's up, Alexa Bliss?
Yeah.
Those are the two main topics. And then sometimes we touch on the show, but mostly,
why would you? It's only got the name in it.
Our thought is the after show is really the pre-show. Like, you listen to the pre-show to get ready.
Warms you up.
For the Baller Lifestyle on Monday.
That's a good idea. Ed, are you wearing the Clash shirt? That's pretty sweet.
I am.
That's Clash. Oh, I love it. That's awesome. Okay, Ed, it's 2026. Tell us what happened in 2025.
So, in the past, I've added, real details for the show notes, sports, Oscars. Let's scrap that. What was a good movie? One battle after another?
That's going to win everything. Do they still do the Oscars? People don't go to the movies anymore. It's on YouTube.
I watched a commercial where it said for your consideration, which I assume that's what that's about.
Yeah.
Weapons was a good movie. Sinners was a good movie, I guess. But one battle after another was
so good. But by far the best movie. Does Begonia qualify, or is that going to have to go on next year? Because Begonia, starring Ed Daly,
I wanted to like that more.
Didn't like.
The, it got weirder and weirder to the point that I was like, it wasn't as bad as Poor Things, but it's in the same genre. Like, you know, buddy.
Trying too hard.
I'm worried that he's in Wes Anderson territory where, like, I loved the first few Wes Andersons, and then it became super Wes Anderson-y.
It's, yeah.
And it's like, here, everybody's in a hotel, and everybody's got a pocket square. It's just, it's too much.
It's too much, yeah.
So I worry, I thought it was, like, interesting.
Oh, I liked
it. Maybe the last half hour, I was like, okay.
It got super weird towards it.
What are we doing?
Yeah, it got super weird towards the end, but I like that. I like that it took an odd turn. Dolomite D, are you familiar with the with either One Battle After Another and or Begonia?
So I wanted to go see One Battle After Another because Leo fucks.
He fucks.
Right? Leo fucks.
Yeah, men mostly, but that's okay.
Neither of them.
Yeah.
So my default position is going to be One Battle After Another because Leo.
It's a transcendent movie. As much as Ed's saying that Yorgos Lanthimos is tailing off.
Of that movie.
Yeah.
A key member of that movie.
Benicio.
Is Benicio del Toro.
Yeah.
A few small beers.
Amazing. Okay. Look, a lot of times Ed puts very important stuff in there and then I just cut it out. And so it's like, you know, we
nothing important in here.
We haggle back and forth on this stuff.
Let's enjoy the year that was 2025.
What a year.
The things that were enjoyable.
It's a great year.
And and January 6th, everybody's favorite holiday, Fox and Skip Bayless were sued by a former hairstylist who said he offered her $1.5 million for sex, and she didn't take him up on it. Is that the worst rejection of all time?
Well, it reminds me of the 40-year-old virgin, where it's like, this guy's clearly never paid for a sex worker if he thinks the going rate is $1.5 million.
If Bayless asked me for $1.5 million to have sex with him, I'd be like, yeah, all right. If $1.5 million, that'll pay for college.
Bayless's old ass dick would be getting sucked by me for $1.5 million. Are you kidding me? Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Tell me.
That's Tiger Woods kind of money, Brian.
It's a lot. Yeah.
He's got a lot of money. Tiger Woods kind of money. Yeah. That's Telly's guy. Like,
he's been overpaid for many years. Skip Bayless has a lot of money.
He's got a lot of money. I know. It's crazy. What else?
Guy who probably doesn't make quite as much money, the Falconer for the Italian soccer club Lazio. On January 14th, they had to part ways with him after he posted images of his penile implant on social media.
Let this man live.
He's just an Italian trying to put it out there.
He's a Falconer. You know, what a skill to have. He's got a beautiful, majestic bird that flies around the pitch. Before the game,
majestic bird in his pants. Now,
also that, you know, he's proud of it. He got some work done. Good for him.
But I did remember last year while we were doing the show, I looked this up.
Yeah,
Falconer just means a guy with a bird. Like, it's kind of stolen valor. It doesn't mean he had a falcon.
Well, I mean,
he's just a guy with the perch, you know, the leather perch on his arm.
But he's got to train it, right? He's got to keep the.
And call him a seagull or whatever. Like, it's not necessarily a falcon.
It could be.
Falconry just means it's a guy who spends a little too much time with birds.
Oh, so it could be a pigeon. He could be a pigeoner and call himself a falconer.
Mike Tyson might be a falconer.
Fair. That's fair. It should be a classification.
I think what he was trying to do is simply, as Ed mentioned, give his bird a perch
somewhere to
feel safe.
That's
where
true.
He's not putting his hands on it.
Yeah.
One of the great inventions of all time was the Earl of Sandwich needed his hands free. So he created the
play cards.
The sandwich.
Yeah.
And this dude probably had shit to do with his hands. He's like, maybe if I get a penile implant.
Yep.
Old Bosco the bird has somewhere to land.
I can't stop falconing, you know, but I need my hands free. I need a hands-free situation.
Maybe he loves to play the piano.
Right.
But dude got fired for upgrading his hardware.
Yeah. Let him live. Let him live.
But one of the big stories of the year, January 17th, OnlyFans Bonnie Blue had sex with over 1,000 men in 12 hours. Now, Dola, There was talk of your and your co-host's proclivity to watch porn.
Yeah.
Is this like a hot thing to watch?
No.
Like a thousand men?
As an expert, Dola, yes, please. Elucidate for us, please.
No. So for me, I like to cap it at about 200 or 300 because I feel like after 200 or 300, the actress gets worn out. You're not
she's just going through the motions.
Yeah,
you're not getting her best after 200 or 300. 1,012 hours seems excessive. Well, like Wilt Chamberlain, 10,000 a life. Yeah. This lady got 1,012 hours.
Day. Yeah.
Again, stolen valor, I think.
I get it, build her name up, but like, is that hot porn? Like, she's attractive, sure, but like, and it built her name up, but like, who's watching that for the porn? Like, they need to watch
great. Yeah.
A long train.
No, it's
not Ed Daily, because it'd be 1,000 apple bags.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you'd have to see so much. That's 1,000 more dicks than Ed's ever seen in a porn. All in one porn. It is interesting, though, that I remember back in the day, the porno actress Houston, because she would come on the Stern show. She did
Houston 500.
She did the Houston 500, and that was like in 1995. And here we are, 30 years later.
Inflation.
We've doubled. That would be like Usain Bolt. He runs like a 9.7900 yard dash or whatever, the 100 meters. That means that in 30 years somebody could be running it in under 5 seconds. Like I just don't see that coming. Like
this way,
yeah.
What kind of money did you pay for college in the mid-90s versus what the cost is today?
That's true.
Right.
Ed's been getting some quotes lately.
Oh, I have. We lost a couple big members of society in January. On January 16th, Bob Uecker, 90 years old.
Yeah.
This dude was so charming on Johnny Carson and Miller Lite commercials. They gave him a fucking sitcom. He was a catcher.
I would love to see a documentary of just behind the scenes of Lynn Belvedere and Bob Uecker. Bob Uecker hanging out. I just don't feel like they had a lot in common. I just don't, but maybe they were best of friends. I don't know. I would love to see that.
I get the character supposed to be this way, but Lynn Belvedere seemed very finicky.
He did.
He seemed particular.
Yeah. Didn't seem like one
of
the guys.
He was a man's man.
Oh, no, he was. Ball player.
And then that same day, January 16th, David Lynch, 78-year-old filmmaker, emphysema, sadly.
Very sad.
He was a very influential dude in movies.
Awesome dude. Yeah.
February 1st.
February.
Ravens kicker Justin Tucker,
accused
of disturbing sexual misconduct by at least 10 massage therapists, and that coincided with him starting to miss a lot of kicks.
Yeah, yeah. He was...
Was that a coincidence?
He was nutting on the... He would be, like, laying there getting massaged. Now, I don't think he was like Deshaun Watson, who was, like, trying to get, he was like sticking his ass towards him and be like, get a fink, can you massage? I have a sore coccyx. Can you get in and get the coccyx? And this Justin Tucker, he just liked sort of like ejaculating near them or what, like.
He got multiple lifetime bans.
Yeah, he did. They could have used him last night. They could, like, look, wide right. It was a 44, that's a chip shot.
Used five years ago version of him. The reason why these allegations came public.
Yeah.
Is because he was like the guy from last night.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I would just say,
tell me.
Right, in this case, special teams turned into special legal teams real fucking quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? That happens. Yeah. That happens unless you're good.
Troubling.
Yeah.
On February 11th, I believe this was right after the Super Bowl, Travis Kelce skipped the Chiefs after party to FaceTime the Chainsmokers.
I mean, the shame. The shame of it. Now, the chain smokers, they're well documented. They brag about it. They love a spit roast. They're like, we're DJs.
Hey, brothers?
I don't think they're brothers. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know from the chain smokers because I'm not Travis Kelce.
I know of them, and I'm sure I'd recognize something, but I can't tell you what they did.
I don't know their song. I don't think they play instruments, though. They just DJ and spit roast broads. And so I feel like... you know, I feel like Travis Kelce, there was like some, there was something nefarious at work there that he was in such a hurry to FaceTime with the Chainsmokers.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I would postulate this couple things. Okay. So we all know Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce is a thing. It's a thing.
It's a thing.
But, right, I don't know that it's really a thing because Travis is definitely a beard and like what he did
is
like
marriage.
He took his heartbreak not to Taylor, who's somebody who we all know will do the work.
She
was trained by John Mayer.
She will not.
She will do, all of the she'll do all of
it. Like, I won't kiss it.
It is having a long back.
Yeah, exactly. She, looking like a mop.
And what I love is anytime they show the footage of her in like the skybox and she has to pretend she cares to talk with Kelce's mom.
Yeah.
Or Mahomes' wife.
Well, I think that she had her people separate those people.
Put them in a different box.
Out now. Yeah. But here's the thing. Taylor will do all the things and Travis didn't go to her for consolation after the loss. No. Yeah. He went to the Chainsmokers. He went to EDM Bros.
Yeah.
Mm.
Maybe he wanted to ski pole the Chainsmokers. Nothing wrong with that.
Maybe
he, pretty sure that's
look what the gay hockey show is very popular right now. So what's no big deal, you know? Go ahead and just get going down.
We
the
lost
slopes.
Some people.
Yeah,
we lost some people in February.
Tell me
on the 4th, Katita Woods, Tiger's mom, 80 years old. Do you guys think she was buried with that enormous visor? Do you think like
it's sticking out of the dirt?
They had to fold it so like they could close the lid on the coffin.
It's the headstone because you know
it's so big, just a visor on the headstone.
Yeah. You know, Tiger. He's notoriously tight with the buck. You know, he's not springing for the big headstone. He's like, just use my mom's visor. What's the big deal? It's plenty big enough. We'll make that the headstone.
We can stick some letters on there.
Yeah.
Now, do you think Tiger's mom passing had a profound effect upon Telly because that's Telly's guy, Tiger. And, you know, mom is now looking down from above and she could see everything Tiger's doing.
Yeah.
And so, like, is Tiger having to, like, rein it in now? Can he not keep going to the call girls?
Isn't he fucking one of the Trumps? Telly? Isn't he fucking, like, Trump's niece or something?
I didn't know that, but
something he's something with a Trump.
There's no way the Tiger changed his stripes. He's still fucking.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's fucking for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He fucks.
Wild story.
Yeah.
One of the great actors of all time. February 18th, Gene Hackman, 95. And then the story's coming out that his wife maybe had died a week earlier and he was wandering out around the house with the dog.
Yeah. And look,
wild.
They don't discover him for weeks. Now, you know, we'll get to this when we get to December, but Rob Reiner and Mrs. Michelle Reiner passed tragically. They're discovered the next day.
Hours
later. This nobody's talking to dad. They had children, you know, no one's talking to mom and dad for weeks at a time. They're in there. He's 95 years old.
My only thought is, you know, I've seen this. Maybe in my personal life or maybe in other, sometimes the new wife could be a problem.
They separate them.
With communicating with dad.
Yeah. They'll separate them. That's for sure. Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
February 21st, Lynn Marie Stewart, Miss Yvonne from Pee Wee's Playhouse and Charlie's mom on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, 78.
R.I.P.
She played a good, like super wholesome, but like really dirty character. She was fun.
My type. Yeah.
28th, David Johansen, New York Dolls frontman, underrated band.
Yeah.
70s punk band, Buster Poindexter, and then he was the Ghost of Christmas Past and Scrooge, 75.
Yeah. Great face on David Johansen.
Good pipes. March 26th, an Indiana teacher who was charged with sexually abusing children by asking them to gangbang her while wearing scream masks had been ordered to stay away from the alleged victims.
Now that would, Dolomite, notoriously,
scream mask.
You've notoriously sexed a very low rent porn star. That's been discussed.
Aggressive.
Yes, and also you're an expert on pornography on your Baller Lifestyle podcast after show. As a noted degenerate in those terms, would you be able to perform in a room full of other dudes with scream masks on? Yes or no?
No, absolutely not. That is not my genre. I would need the reverse. Like if it was a room
you want her to wear the scream mask.
Oh,
a room full of starlets wearing the scream mask, yeah. And then like it turns into a Christmas film. Like I'm team current episode, and so I wanted to just really quickly call attention to how you guys replayed my call.
But
and
we really
paid homage to the White Christmas.
We did a whole episode about it, didn't we? Yeah.
So we sent a whole episode.
Yeah, we did.
And
we
so were, thank you for that.
Yeah. What were we thinking? We were really thinking about giving it up at that point. We're doing a White Christmas episode. Oh, wait. We did a show. We did the movie White Christmas. But we also discussed your White Christmas here on a different episode.
Yeah. On the February 28th, Corey Feldman blamed Johnny Depp for being dropped from What's Eating Gilbert Grape. He said that I was a junkie and didn't work with junkies.
Oh, that'd be a different kind of movie, huh?
Are we going to hear from Johnny?
apparently.
I just wonder, because that really springboards Leo's career, you know? Like, there was no Leo, and then he works with Johnny, and then what if it had been Corey Feldman? Corey Feldman could have been shot into the stratosphere, but Johnny didn't allow it. Johnny Depp joins us now.
Listen, Leo DiCaprio, I fell in love with him when I saw him getting 40 rebounds in the Basketball Diaries.
I don't think that movie's about basketball. I don't think it's, no, I don't think that's what it's about.
I've seen Corey Feldman try to play basketball. He's like 5'6". He can't grab any rebounds. And for that, I call him a junkie and I don't work with junkies.
Oh, so you're saying he's a junkie hoopster. That's right. Okay. Johnny Depp. Thank you for that, Johnny Depp. What else, Ed?
RP, March 22nd, George Foreman, 76 years old. He was 76 in 2025.
That's crazy. I thought he was 76 when he was selling that grill.
All the stories in the mid-90s on how old he was.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like he was a heavyweight champion at like 42. And it was like he was like the oldest man you could ever imagine doing a sport at the time.
He caught Michael Moore with that. Yeah. Yeah,
Michael Moore was fucking him up the whole fight, but he's big ass George Foreman.
He's got a powerful punch. He just landed one.
He was just kind of like leaning there against Michael Moore the whole time, and Michael Moore was just dotting him up just right till the fucking 11th round.
Throw those jabs with the palm of his hand.
Yeah, yeah.
George move. He'd throw the jabs with the palm.
Yeah, yeah. He was a bad motherfucker.
Heartwarming story from April 14th. Rosie O'Donnell said her friendship with Lyle Menendez made her feel safe to love a straight man for the first time.
Are we going
to
let these Menendez brothers out? Like, what's going on? We're just keeping, right. You know, and like, what? Are they going to get two more parents to murder?
Do you think when they get out, they're going to still think Mark Jackson plays in the NBA, and they're going to be like, "Hey,
I mean,
love to sit courtside."
Imagine them at a card show signing the card. Like,
they totally will.
Of course they will. Like, that would, we need that. And look, this Rosie O'Donnell, didn't she love Tom Cruise?
Yeah, she had a crush on him.
Crush on Tom Cruise and Lyle Menendez.
Threatening masculinity. She just loved it.
Loved it.
What's her problem with Kyle, though?
Lyle.
Yeah, what's her problem with Kyle, right? Lyle and Kyle Menendez. Right?
No, Lyle and Eric.
Come on, buddy. That's Kyle. Right. Lyle and Kyle.
Listen, Kitty had her problems, but she wasn't foolish enough to give rhyming names to her kids.
They
fucking hated Kitty. They ran on a different level.
They ran back to the Jetta to get another box of shells to finish off.
No, we got to
finish
execute.
The job.
We got to treat her like she just said, "Go get your shine box." Like they went after.
Look,
her.
I'm just saying, this isn't a formula-fed versus breastfed situation. This is systematic ritual abuse. That's the only way. That's the only way you're happily shotgunning mom in the head, in the face.
But dad, it was a quick death.
Yeah,
Kitty, it's like no.
They took their time.
Well, she didn't protect them. She's your mother. Well, your mother's supposed to keep you safe.
Yeah.
You know, there's a monster in the house.
Yeah, where was the big wing from Mama Hen to protect?
But perhaps is that why Rosie was able to fall in love with a man? Because he paid special attention to Kitty.
That's
Okay. Another story that just kept popping up throughout the year. On the 27th, Bill Belichick's girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, interrupted a CBS interviewer when she was asked where the couple met.
Sugardaddies.com.
Like, we're not talking about this.
Yeah. She does.
And then he just kept popping up. He's at these like low rent in like an Elks Club cheerleader competition.
Yeah. She's
like,
an adult cheerleader.
Yeah, and she was coming in like third place. This was like super sad.
She's like 29. She's 27 or something, and she's doing cheerleading competitions. She's not 13. Like, what's going on? And just imagine, though. Imagine the skills she has, the ability to. She's not quite Eladia. Like, Eladia's got a skill we'll never understand.
Right.
We'll just never know, because whatever she can do, she's the only one that can do it. Jordan Hudson can't do that, but she can do something.
She turned the most serious football man ever into just a clown.
Yeah. Yeah, a clown and a loser. He can't even win games at North Carolina.
And the post on the beach. Yeah, like,
pathetic.
Yeah, huge loser.
Yeah,
huge. RIP April 1st, the great Val Kilmer, 65 years old, a very sad, final decade for him?
Yeah.
He had a tough one.
He had the thing. He did that. What was that movie? It wasn't Snowpiercer. It was in the snow, though. It was like they were tracking a serial killer in fucking Sweden or something. Snowblind. Look it up. Anyway, he was in that and he did it with the voice, but they like dubbed him. And it was kind of, it's a tough way to go when you're so beautiful and, you know, your trade on your handsomeness to kind of like fall off, but you're stricken with cancer, not very late in life. It was a sad ending to him. And
very sad.
I recommend it. I was just telling somebody about it recently. The documentary, Val. You should really, really watch the documentary if you haven't already.
Although, also profoundly sad when you see him at like a card show or something and he's signing
pictures of Doc Holliday
and DVDs and shit. It's sad. April 15th, anyone who had a sick day in the late 80s or early 80s, Wink Martindale, game show host of Tic-Tac-Doe and High Rollers. He was 91. 91 in 2025, once again.
Insane. Wink. And I think we did a deep dive on him. They were all DJs. All these game show hosts were DJs first. They came off, they're doing top 40.
They started printing money.
Yeah. They were good at talking. They go, we need a good guy that's good at talking and that could turn over the fucking cards on Card Sharks. And here's $1 zillion. Wink Martindale, no different.
April 21st, Pope Francis died at 88. Just a few hours after meeting J.D. Vance.
Was it possibly mascara poisoning got him? Eyeliner?
Dude, that man wears so much makeup. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's because his boss, mandates it.
Yeah.
He look good.
He doesn't like ugly people, you know? He's like, you gotta look.
He's like, you gotta wear that bronzer like Finn.
Fix it up.
On the 23rd, Steve Mongo McMichael, Chicago Bears Hall of Fame D lineman, 67 ALS.
Yeah, very sad. Super Bowl.
We move on to May.
May. Making
May
good time
12th,
here.
Chiefsaholics Xavier Bubadar, sentenced to 32 years in prison for an Oklahoma bank robbery. And Brian, I know you also had the unfortunate choice of watching some of that documentary, and he had the jaws teeth.
He's got the braces, and it's the kind, he must have had some fucked up teeth, which is probably why he needed to rob banks. Part of the reason he needed to rob banks, also that and the fetal alcohol syndrome, because his eyes are so close. It's like he has fetal alcohol syndrome so bad that the eyes got so far apart, they circumnavigated his head and came back on the other side. That's how close together his eyes are.
But the reason he was able to avoid the cops for so long they couldn't sneak up on him.
They could. That's true. Because he's looking. Why each eye's looking the each eye's looking the other way.
You know, they're coming in two by two formation through the bushes. He's like, oh, I see what
I got
going
you.
On.
I got you coming. But he's got those braces where they're all like wired together. He looks like Jaws. The braces are all wired together and they're full of spit and food and shit. And I need an update. Somebody needs to go do a jailhouse interview with him because, you know, I think about this, Ed. I can't go to prison for a number of reasons. Mm-mm. I'm a pussy. All that. But the main reason is I sleep with the CPAP. If I don't have my CPAP, I could die. Like I can't sleep in a hotel. I have to bring it with me. I will not be able to sleep without it. If I go to prison, they gonna let me bring my CPAP? I could turn it into a shiv.
No way.
There's no way you're allowed a CPAP in prison, despite me having a condition I could die from. Similarly, Xavier Badabar, he's got this mouth appliance in. They can't just leave that in his mouth. He could turn that into a shiv.
But the best thing for him,
tell me,
nobody's forcing him to give blowjobs. Oh. They're like,
dude, I didn't even think about that.
He's gonna be a bottom.
Yeah,
he's gonna be a bottom.
He's got barbed wire fence in his mouth. Yeah. I am not going near that
that's
thing.
That's true. You will bite
like
your dick right off.
They're used to razor wire in there, though, Ed. They'll be okay. They'll navigate
that's
it.
Poor, yes.
Now, does anybody think there's alignment between the fact that the chief shit the bed this year?
Yeah.
And that they have this unjustice chiefsaholic. Well, like, this, let him go.
This is
what did he hurt?
This is how much losers you realize Chiefs fans are because you watch that documentary and the other, there's more than one Chiefs super fan, and we never really got to the point to the reason that he dresses like the Coors Light beer wolf. Yeah, he's a wolf.
Yeah.
But there's other wolves that are connected to the Chiefs. So there's something wolf related with the Chiefs, which I don't understand. But these other Chiefs super fans were like, oh, he was such a good guy. I saw him at the game once.
Can you believe
he texted me?
That's Chiefsaholic.
Yeah, they revered, and this is how much of a fucking loser you are.
That they were calling them family.
I was up visiting my son at school, and we went to a Cal game, and Ed, the Raiders, the black hole people, I guess, since the Raiders aren't there anymore, they go to like other events.
Did they wear like spiked shoulder pads?
Yes.
Was for Cal.
Yes, they had their stuff on. They had their stuff on, and they got like ushered down to like their own section by the field where they like had their own bartender. It was like their own. It was like their own private area. And I'm like, this is the black hole people. Like, what? The Raiders are gone. What's going on here? It, similarly, like, is there one of these groups with every fucking loser fan base?
Yeah,
it's sad.
I know it didn't paint the Chiefs fan base in a good light. That documentary
really didn't. Yeah, fuck the
and
Chiefs.
I only got through like a third of it. Yeah. It was too much.
Yeah,
it was a enough.
Lot. Yeah, well,
when they're showing him sitting in like that Days Inn watching the Super Bowl by himself, where there's like a cop by the door,
he jumps bail. He's eating like chips and drinking Sierra Nevadas and shit.
He's got that lawyer that uses football terms.
Yes, he's got and the PI fronts his bail money, and the bondsman's like, I got you, buddy. I'm like, what? And then he's like, I can't believe this guy skipped out on me. I'm like, everyone else can believe it. Like,
how you have a functioning business as a bail bondsman? I saw your mouth full of metal, and I have a good feeling about you. This is a wild story. Ex MLB player Rafael Furcal faced felony charges in South Florida after throwing a missile into a dwelling.
Yeah, former,
just chucking one.
Yeah, former Dodger shortstop. Now, where do you get a missile?
I feel like most of what I know about the dark weaponry is the early scenes in True Lies where they have like a crate full of missiles and Tia Carrere like inspects the crate.
Yeah.
Like you have to find Tia Carrere, I assume.
Or you're trading, it's like Back to the Future, you're trading with Libyan terrorists to get some plutonium. you know, it's
right,
like
before they crash into a photo mat.
Yes, exactly.
You gotta get that.
One of those things. I just feel like, oh, or.
But it was in Florida, right?
So I think of Cocaine Cowboys, where like the whole early 80s is just dudes with Uzis just killing each other outside of like 7-Eleven.
At a shopping mall.
Yeah. It's just nothing but, death. So it's probably, Ed. It's probably like the Parisian countryside where there's just unexploded ordnance found all the time, left over from World War II. It's similarly in South Florida where they're like, oh, fuck, another fucking grenade in the backyard. This is like Pablo Escobar's remnants are still hanging around. He probably found a missile like in his garage.
He was looking for the money he buried before it all rotted, and he found a missile. He's like, all right, let me give this a just chuck. Does he chuck it like a grenade or does he do like a javelin?
I feel like lawn dart, like one of those bowling pins or like axe throwing. You know, you heave it in there that way.
Big part. The Diddy trial was this past year, and we found out like kind of what kicked it all off on the 22nd. Kid Cudi testified that Diddy broke into his home and unwrapped his family's Christmas presents, then locked his dog in the bathroom to get revenge for dating his ex-girlfriend. Diabolical.
Diddy does not fuck around.
That is way worse than just like punching the guy in the mouth. Like, I'm going to fuck up your family's Christmas.
He comes in, he locks the dog. He's not even scared of the dog. He locks the dog. And this Diddy, he's not a big guy, you know, he's a psychopath.
He intimidated people.
He did. He really did. He's
how about him
scary.
Trying to rehab? Sorry, I didn't mean to step on you.
No,
how about him
good.
Trying to rehab himself in prison, though?
Yeah.
Right? Like, oh, I'm buying Thanksgiving dinner for all the other inmates.
Yeah. I'm
hosting a prayer group.
I do like that 50 Cent, the great 50 Cent is like, he looks pretty happy in there. Got a lot of friends. he likes hanging out with the guys. I know.
Right. He's doing well in there.
Yeah.
We lost a few in May. May 7th, Jodan Baker. He played like the authoritarian guy, Cape Fear, Walking Tall. He was the chief of police in Fletch, 89 years old. Again, 89 in 2025. Shocking. And Fletch, you thought he had to be 68 there.
Yeah, late 60s. Yeah. That was in like 1983.
It's very sad because he was an iconic part of many childhoods. May 20th, George Wendt, 76. Not a surprise when a guy who was famous for being a big dude in the 80s, but very sad.
Very sad.
And then another one, not surprising. May 21st, Jim Irsay, 65, just constant battles with substance abuse. Yeah. I have a friend that worked with his company, said he was like, people liked him.
Yeah.
He was like a likable dude, but.
Likable billionaire. I was watching the Seahawks 49ers game, and they kept
boring game.
And I think I was listening to music at the same time, so I had the sound down. But they kept, as it was obvious that the Seahawks were going to win, they kept flashing to the Seahawks owner on the sideline. I assume it was the owner, but he had those like real rosy cheeks, like looked like he didn't, you know, he wouldn't mind a nip of the grandpa's old cough syrup. And I was just like, boy, these guys are just, they're all partiers, you know, like these billionaire team owners are just, they're like to be out there having a good time. And Jim Irsay, he definitely liked to have a good time.
Yes.
Yeah. So the Broncos co-owner is Condoleezza Rice.
Oh,
do you think she's getting down on like the yayo?
No.
Like, is she getting after it?
No, I mean,
Connie, if getting after it means committing war crimes, then she's getting after
or
it.
Or eating.
She nailed it.
Yeah. Or eating like live infants or something like that. I could see that. Yeah.
June 20th, Aaron Rodgers enjoyed a solo beach walk as his mystery wife remained out of sight.
I noticed last night. Now, look. Hey, A-Rod made some throws last night. Now, should he have lost on the last second field goal? But A-Rod made some throws, Ed.
No, it killed me that he made some throws and killed me.
He made some, but then I saw him sit. Then they showed him all sad on the sideline because there was about to be a field goal kicked. And he's doing that thing where he's got the silicon wedding ring.
Oh, the wedding ring.
Yeah, where because he's got to let you know he's married. I mean, we've never seen his wife that he may have met in Canada somewhere, parts unknown. Yes, yeah, Niagara Falls area. Well, we've never seen her, but he had the ring on his finger, just so you know. Just, you know, there's no question. He's obviously a married man to a woman that no one's ever seen.
Right.
Very straight.
Yeah, very straight. 100% straight.
We lost some music icons in June. Two guys that were born on the same day.
Yeah.
Died 2 days apart. June 9th, Sly Stone.
That's crazy.
Died 82 years old. And June 11th, Brian Wilson, 82 years old.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah.
Iconic guys. And then on the 28th, we lost the Cobra, Dave Parker, 74 years old.
How did he get that nickname, the Cobra?
I wonder.
Just because he could really strike on the ball? Like he really like to sink his
probably
teeth
like
into
Randy
things?
Randy Johnson. Yeah. The big unit. He was a very tall man.
How did he get that name, the big unit? What about the big hurt?
Like, man.
Frank Thomas. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He would swing really hard at the ball.
Yeah, he just hurt.
Oh, man. One thing I learned in this past year is the Jeff Perlman book on Bo Jackson. I didn't know this, but universally hated Frank Thomas.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Really?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I didn't either.
They hated him. He was a dick.
Yeah. I like knowing.
July. Back to Diddy, July 2nd, Diddy fans squirted baby oil on each other outside the courtroom after the not guilty verdict.
Now, who's a Diddy? I've said this before on the show. Who's a Diddy fan?
Right.
Because like,
no such thing.
Like, he would show up on those Biggie songs and you'd be like, okay, this guy's annoying. And then Biggie died and then he exclusively would like...
Because when he did the karaoke of the Sting song.
Yes, and he did that with like several songs where he's like, there it is. And it's like, every breath you take, I'll be missing you. And it's like, yeah, this isn't even a song. You're just playing Sting. It's like, who's playing Diddy's music? Who's a fan of Diddy? What are you a fan of?
I think his whole thing was in the getting these shady deals as a producer.
Yeah.
I just think he was making a lot of people a lot of money.
Yeah.
And so people looked the other way for years. Yeah. Like they knew because once charges were filed, all of a sudden there's a million stories. Oh, I knew he was beating her up and this and that. And like, it's once you stop making people money. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's like, okay, now let's go south on this dude.
Yeah, it's a tale as old as time. Harvey Weinstein, everybody knew what he was up to, but everybody was getting rich. Right. So they looked the other way.
One of the viral moments of the year, and I know you discussed this like weird comeback, but on the 18th, astronomer CEO Andy Byron was caught going to a Coldplay concert on a Wednesday night. He has since resigned, and the woman... he was caught with is having like puff pieces about her.
Yeah. She's got a lot of face. She's got a lot of injections. She looks a lot like Rocky Dennis these days. And that's not how you want to relaunch.
Strong jawline.
Yeah. You don't want
maybe those pictures could have been taken with a Sybil Shepherd. Like,
yes. Yeah. Filter. Vaseline filter.
Yeah, like just soften it up.
You don't want your relaunch to be you looking like Waylon Flowers, madam. That's all I'm saying. Like, let the filler settle before you have any pictures taken. That's all I'm saying. And look, you know, I hope she gets another job. But, you know, this is what happens when you have a few high noons and you canoodle in the box with the CEO at a Coldplay concert. Like, these are the breaks.
Concert.
Yeah, you went to a Coldplay concert.
If you go to a cool concert, people aren't filming that.
No.
Why wouldn't you want to hire an HR director that has an affair with the CEO?
Yeah.
What speaks greater to ethics and
that's
protecting
why
the
organization
than that?
Yeah.
That's why she had to go, though.
Yeah.
And people like, well, you know, she was just having an affair. And, like, that's fine. But the HR is always with the bullshit rules and the bullshit mandatory meetings.
Yeah.
And you'd be like... Well, why do I have to listen to you or the CEO?
Yeah.
Like, they had to go because I don't actually have to listen to any rules because, like, one of the first rules is, like, yeah, you can't have
Yeah.
You know, you can't fuck your boss.
Yeah.
You can't fuck your boss or your subordinate. Like, you can't do it. So,
no inner office relationships. We've got to do the sexual harassment training.
Either of them.
Yeah.
Forever.
Nope. See you later.
In your neck of the woods, Brian, on the 24th.
Oh, yeah.
The Burbank serial butt sniffer was arrested again.
Yeah. Didn't he look like Charlie Villanueva? He was like a mix between Charlie Villanueva and a gremlin.
An alopecia situation,
yeah, yeah,
right?
He did, yeah. yeah,
in July,
easy
July
to spot.
1st, yeah. Christian Grifter, piece of shit, Jimmy Swaggart, hooker enthusiast, 90 years old, heart attack. This dude built so many people out of money.
Such
a piece of shit.
I can't tell you the look of disappointment on a young Brian Beckner's face when his hooker did her Penthouse magazine spread, because she was just, I mean, she was a literal lot lizard, like just not somebody that should have any pictures of them taken of them, much less without their clothes on.
Right. Jim Baker. He had Jessica Hahn, got spruced up, but she wasn't a sex worker. She was like the receptionist or something.
Yeah, she worked the front door. She got a set. She got those teeth fixed, fixed the hair.
She did the whole thing. But Swaggart's like, I'm just striking while the iron's hot.
Raw dog.
I know this. The offer's not on the table like 4 days from now.
Took that check straight to a dealer. Thing. Yeah, exactly. Take the money.
July 3rd. We lost Michael Madsen, Mr. Blonde, 67 years old.
Yeah.
July 20th, very sad. Malcolm Jamal, 54 years old, drowned on vacation in Costa Rica.
Yeah.
Very sad. Theo Huxtable.
Yeah.
Do you think Theo went into medicine like his dad?
His dad was a gynecologist who had, he wrote and produced the show.
Like his basement, right?
He could have had any job. He could have still been a doctor. Could have been an orthopedic surgeon. Could have been
orthodontist,
chiropractor, any kind of doctor. He's a gynecologist that has his practice in the basement of their house.
Well, he'd like to give the personal touch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had that one episode where his barbecue sauce made everybody horny. Everybody had his barbecue sauce and then they needed to fuck.
Weird.
He was telling us.
Going back to music icons, on the 22nd, we lost the Blizzard of Oz, Ozzy Osbourne, 76 years old. But it was nice. There was like that huge send-off like 3 days earlier. He got he got the
crazy
full treatment.
The concert. Yeah. In Birmingham.
Like days before.
Yeah, it was crazy.
24th, Terry Bollea. The guy was 20 years old when he played Thunderlips in Rocky III. I don't know if you remember him from that movie, but 71 years old, heart attack.
Did you
the idea that Hulk? I'm sorry, Brian.
Oh, I was just going to ask if you guys did a special episode of the Ball Lifestyle after show about the great Terry Bollea.
Very much did.
Of course
we
you did.
We celebrated. Very graciously handled the fact that he was a motherfucker racist. Yeah, like we handled that as graciously as possible.
Drop those N words.
And then Gene Buster.
Also, in the theme of the Ball Lifestyle.
Yeah.
We then had a 30-minute discussion about how Hulk Hogan was not dicked up at all.
No.
Yeah, there was
he kind of had a skinny dick.
And it was like this. It was like this.
Yeah, it was not girthy.
Yeah.
No, not girthy, not long.
Yeah.
Like
Bubba the Love Sponge now was allowing him to have prima nocta. Yeah, it was, but he was like in a separate, Bubba the Love Sponge was happily being cucked. But I think he didn't actually sit in the room and observe. He had a camera set up so he could crank it from the other room. Yeah, while his wife was getting boloed by Bollea.
Very sad. 28th, Ryan Sandberg, 65 years old, way too young.
Did we determine if he was Mormon? August. He had a bunch of kids and his first name was Ryan.
Did?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ryan, not Ryan.
Yeah, that's
Ryan.
Ryan. What kind of name is that?
Isn't that your guy, Kyle Brandt's guy, Brian?
I wouldn't know, because Kyle Brandt famously has blocked me on Twitter, despite the fact that I've never interacted with him one single time ever in my life. I never followed him. I never tweeted at him.
liked your take on one of his cool gimmicks.
I'm told all I ever said about him was that he's very handsome, which he is. The man is gorgeous. Handsome. You know, like, look, imagine if he could also be funny and handsome. It's like the sky's the limit for that guy.
Can't have everything.
Can't have it all.
Do what you can.
Yes.
Good news for the safety of America. On August 9th, Dean Cain joined ICE.
Yeah.
And I'll point out, this is not Dean Cain in Superman or Princeton running back form. This is Dean Cain as if he ate a few Dean Cains.
Dean came and ate a few eclairs and then joined ICE. Like he's...
Dean went to Raising Cane's and ate there the whole thing.
They got extra sauce. They're Raising Cane's.
So quick Cain, question. Yeah. When
Cain was able to eat all of the buffet.
wait, what's your question, Dola?
Hold on. When did Dean Cain stop fucking, right? Like, obviously he's fucking during Superman and Lois.
I don't think he ever fucked.
No? No. Come on. There's no way he's in parlay that in 2 or 3 years.
Brooke Shields, Virginia.
Oh, he did. That's right. At Princeton.
She's the one who admitted it. Like, it's not at Princeton.
Wow.
Okay, that's it.
And she was the most famous chick on campus. Like, yeah, she had everyone knew her.
5 inches on him.
Oh, sure.
I saw Brooke Shields one time at a concert. Stunning, stunning woman. Beautiful woman.
Yeah.
Like, unbelievable.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Sad news. August 14th, Kevin Sorbo announced that he will no longer be a Minnesota Vikings fan after they announced their two new male cheerleaders.
Yeah.
The guy who played the UPN Hercules was afraid of something seeming a little homoerotic.
And as Ed pointed out on the show, he might have wanted to look into a couple of his favorite presidents who also spent time on the cheerleading squad during their college years.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. George W. Bush.
Yeah.
Right. September.
Oh, the haircut.
Phillies Karen. September 6th, Phillies Karen went viral in Miami after a man got a home run ball and handed it to his son. Karen marched over to him and demanded that he give the ball to her. And everyone collectively hated her guts.
That was fucking unbelievable. Yeah. What? And you know who I blame? Karen's husband. Because he just let this woman run roughshod, and like he had to, you know, he could have quelled the situation and been like, look, honey, you don't understand how baseball works.
Baseball.
Yeah. The kid gets the ball. The kid is the one that gets the ball. He's
the
kid.
Always.
Yes. Give it to the kid.
Even if it lands in your lap and the kid's next to you, just give the kid the fucking
ball.
Give the fucking kid
the ball.
Oh, and then on the 16th, Brewers manager read a fake Bob Uecker letter to the team. Yeah. After clinching postseason berth, and it went viral, and everybody's like, that doesn't sound like Uecker wrote it. And he had to admit, this is what he would have said.
He Russell Wilsoned it.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Now, wouldn't it be great if he read the team, the Kiara Valentine's Day note, and then he's like, signed Bob Uecker.
Now, this reminds me very specifically of the situation from the Minnesota Vikings a year or two ago where legendary porn star Johnny Sins went to a game on Military Appreciation Day.
Yes.
And they celebrate Johnny Sins being a captain in the Navy.
Yeah.
And so very similar veins here.
Rear Admiral.
Huge fan.
Yes. That's great.
We lost on September 5th, the great 6-time Stanley Cup winning goaltender for the Canadiens, Ken Dryden, 78 years old. Same day, Davey Johnson, 82 years old, ex-second baseman, but most famously for the 86 Mets, manager of like a degenerate club.
Later managed the Dodgers during the Fox ownership of the Dodgers and could often be seen sleeping off a 6 Budweiser drunk in the dugout in the seventh inning.
He never slowed down from his playing days. He kept it consistent.
Kept it going.
R.I.P. Polly Holiday on the 9th. Flo from Alice, 88 years old. Also the mean old lady in Gremlins.
Yes. It's a great name, Polly Holiday. And just like, what a hottie she was considered back in. Like, what were we doing with Alice? Like, what? Like
Alice was such a sad show.
So depressing.
We were just watching these three single ladies getting abused by their angry boss.
Working at a truck stop in Tucson.
There couldn't have been enough tip money to pay to feed poor Tommy.
Yeah.
One of your dear friends, right?
Yes. Saw him one time in a bar.
McKeon?
Yeah.
October 5th, this was a big story. Former quarterback and current, well, former NFL analyst,
yeah,
Mark Sanchez was stabbed on a Friday night. And everybody's like, oh, he's been stabbed. Then, while in the hospital, he was arrested for drunkenly attacking an elderly grease truck driver. He's apparently doing wind sprints in an alley before confronting and beating up the driver. Then he got stabbed in his career.
Yeah.
It's over.
Now, this is a CTE situation. Because also, like, no one really defended him. His family was like, oh, yeah.
He goes out drinking.
Yeah. It's like, we knew something was going to happen. Maybe not quite to this level, but it was only a matter of time. This is a CTE situation. Like, this guy's not going to be able to tie his own shoes in a couple years, right?
No.
Yeah.
And then on the 23rd, this was the big sting. Chauncey Billups, Terry Rozier, and Damon Jones were arrested on gambling inquiries. Like, and we discussed how, you know, these over-unders and all kinds of, well, actually it was separate. Like, the players were over-unders and Billups was like running illegal
poker games.
Poker games. Yeah.
Poker games with see-through tables.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
In October 11th, we lost Diane Keaton, 79, iconic actress. On the 16th, Ace Frehley, Kiss lead guitarist. He was 74, but here's the shocker. Yeah. Only 7 months earlier, a psychic told him he'd live to 100. So, you know, we have to question.
I'm just like,
what happened?
If a psychic is telling you, if you're going to a psychic asking them how much longer you got to live, I'm not guessing that it's till you're 100. I'm just.
Was Ahmed?
Yeah.
Oh,
you cut out there.
We cut it's out okay. there, Brian.
I wasn't that funny.
You talked about the psychic.
I wasn't that funny. It's okay.
November 5th, the Louvre was robbed, and the password to the Louvre's video surveillance system was Louvre. According to an employee, so.
Well, the V and the R are kind of hard, you know? Like, is the R, because I always think the R comes before the V, but it's after. So, like, that's, who would be able to figure that out? Almost no one.
more gambling-related arrests on the 9th. Guardians pitchers Emmanuel Clase and Luis Ortiz were indicted for pitch fixing. Clase was smart enough to spell everything out in text messages.
That's great.
For like what, 20 grand or something? Like, this dude was one of the premier closers.
Yeah.
He's done.
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 It's crazy. Yeah. And probably go to prison.
Back to psychics. On the 11th, Kim Kardashian said she'll never believe psychics again after they told her she would pass the bar exam but failed.
So close.
Like, Kim couldn't just get a waiver? Like, she's Kim. She can't have somebody take it for her?
Yeah, send a proxy in there.
Yeah.
Do you think she was trying to be like a public defender? So like, guy gets brought into the courtroom and they're like, oh, here's your assigned attorney. And it's Kim Kardashian. She's like, relax. Just like Troy McClure. I didn't really study so much, but I saw Matlock with the sound off. I get the total gist.
Yes.
Paul Anka confirmed on the 30th of November, confirmed that the rumors are true. Frank Sinatra had a huge penis.
Yeah.
Custom pants.
Yeah, needed special underwear to hold that thing up, to lash it to himself.
November 4th, the world celebrated the death of a war criminal, Dick Cheney, 84 years old. 84 in 2025.
Insane. So
That
means...
That'd be 100.
That means when he orchestrated September 11th, I mean, when he was in office during September 11th.
When he was lining his pockets.
Yes. That was that he was like in his 50s? Like
early 50s?
Yes. That's crazy.
No.
Yeah.
November 9th, NBA great Lenny Wilkins, Hall of Fame player and coach, won a championship coaching the Seattle Supersonics and their beautiful uniforms, 88 years old.
Yep. Great coach.
And then right around Thanksgiving, November 27th, racist former golf champion Fuzzy Zeller died at 74.
again,
a reason to be thankful.
Yeah. Again, this guy was, that means in 1997, when he was telling Tiger Woods not to serve fried chicken, that he was like 47 years old. Like, how is that possible?
Yeah. Besides the racism, and we brought it up just like, you know, a little over a month ago.
Yeah.
He's doing it for laughs, but he's like, don't serve fried chicken.
Yeah.
Always serve fried chicken.
Yeah, great.
Who's upset about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, always. Yeah. It's now, delicious.
Now, how do you get the name Fuzzy? Is that kind of like the opposite of the Big Hurt? You know, where you just have a little, or you just got a little nub down there. Yeah. And you're like, where is it? It's just Fuzzy. Yes. Yeah. He's got a micropene.
Well.
That's the issue.
The motor situation?
Yes, exactly.
The Motor City gave us all some hope to close out the year. December 4th, Detroit unveiled an 11-foot-tall RoboCop statue.
That's so much better than the Rocky statue.
Yeah. It's so good.
It's not even close.
I have to ask a question.
I like that they made it 11 feet tall. Like, you cannot avoid this thing.
He's a big dude.
Let's ask a question, though. It's Detroit, okay? So is this a metal statue?
Of course. Oh, so because they're going to recycle it.
Detroit fucking plastic will rust.
Yeah.
So why are they going to build a metal statue in Detroit? Like,
it could be
the city's already failing. It's a factory of sadness. I hate Detroit.
It's got to bounce back.
It could be stainless steel, brass.
Yeah.
Or,
Detroit is like the South. It's going to rise again any day.
No, I believe in Detroit.
Me too.
I actually am thinking, like, is there a scenario where I could just, like a stopover, just go to Detroit for an afternoon, go see the RoboCop statue.
I would like that too. I'd meet you there. Maybe we like do a show from there.
If I'm in Milwaukee, of course, I'm going to go see the Bronze Fonz statue.
Yes.
If I am ever in the Detroit area, I got to see RoboCop.
You got to do that thing where you touch it, where it's like all going to be like all worn down. It's going to be all shiny in one spot from everybody paying homage and touching RoboCop's dick, his robo dick.
Like when I was in Verona and everybody was rubbing Juliet's breast from Romeo and Juliet statue.
Yeah.
And I pointed out to several of the tourists that Juliet was 13 years old in the story. So, problematic. Her like left breast is like super shiny from dudes rubbing it for good luck.
Yeah, she's
13-year-old girl.
She showed that titty, which they showed in freshman honors English.
Really freshman English.
Yeah.
And I believe she died in 2024. We talked about that actress.
Yeah.
Very important for many freshman boys.
Yeah, we got to see a teen titty in Franco Zeffirelli's Romeo and Juliet.
In the bitch move of the year, December 7th, after not being selected for the college football playoff, Notre Dame refused to participate in any bowl games. Very sad.
Yeah.
Who are they punishing?
Yeah. Right. Themselves.
Thanks for the favor.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, maybe. Hold on a second. Oh, my God. We'll leave. Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, thank God. I'm selling something on, you know how I'm addicted to Facebook Marketplace? Remember I sold my jeans? Remember I sold my jeans
to that director, movie? Right?
To the director of Fast and Furious 10.
The small quad. The guy had small quads.
Yeah, because they wouldn't fit quads. So I'm selling another item. Okay. Is that,
We actually have to honor some debts. I don't know if you brought them up, but. So the 12th we talked about, Peter Green, Zed from Pulp Fiction, 60 years old, sadly looks like suicide.
Lifthard.
60 years old.
Yeah.
Pulp Fiction was over 30 years ago.
Yeah, he was 29 years old or 28.
Shocking.
Yeah.
And then we discussed the awful, awful death of Rob Reiner at 78 years old on the 14th. And then a couple right before Christmas, the 21st, James Ransom?
Yeah.
Ziggy Sabatka from Wire Season 2, 46, suicide.
That was a prosthetic penis.
He was great.
Yeah.
28th, the world celebrated the death of racist French actress and 60s sex symbol Brigitte Bardot.
Yeah.
She was an awful woman.
Was she
90 years
was
old.
Her thing like anti-immigration? Was that her thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
She hated, you know, lots. Like, she used her platform to just spew hate on every immigrant and every. She was a terrible woman who lots of dudes jacked off to in the 60s.
For sure. Yeah.
And then very sad, December 30th, we lost the great Isaiah Whitlock Jr., Clay Davis from The Wire.
Yeah.
71 years old.
Check out the supercut of him saying she.
Oh, it's great.
What a great character. Like, he's legend. Not even in the show very much. Like, he's one of those iconic guys that shows up in like three episodes.
Yeah. People, he's one of the people you would think of, like, if you said, who are the great, like, side characters in The Wire? Yeah. He's in the top 10, and he really wasn't in it that much.
Yeah, no, he's great. You know who else is great? Great Dolomite D. Friend of the show.
Dola.
He was our first Patreon. And
first
then
Circle.
Well, and then the Patreon got stolen from my dear friend Ed.
Along with the silverware.
Along with my silverware. All my chairs, my wedding ring, many other items. But then we got on Red Circle, and who was our first Red Circle subscriber? It was Dolomite D.
There he is.
Yep.
And the guy.
Then we quit Red Circle, and we're back on Patreon. We got back on Patreon, and who was the first one to show
who was
up?
Back.
Dolomite D.
That was me.
That guy.
Yeah, tell me.
I'm still paying Red Circle, too.
Oh, you are?
No.
You're still getting the juice on that.
Tell him to stop taking your money. I can't. Yeah, I don't think I'm getting the money. I don't. I'll have to look.
Boys, wonderful that we appreciate to have an opportunity
you.
To be on.
Couldn't have been. It wouldn't have been anybody else. You were at the top of our list as always. As when that Days of Thunder 3 comes out, you're right here. We'll review it the weekend it comes out. Happy to have you on. Love having you here. Ed, fantastic work. Really missed you, buddy. Glad you made it back from across the pond.
Glad to be back.
For Ed Daly, for the great Dolomite D, Mr. White Christmas himself.
Who never left.
My name is not dead. My name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode number 607 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We will see you next week.
Goodbye.
Hell yes, the lifestyle's baller. Podcast getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly.